I don't need you. wrongs do I know? Whatever happened to my plans? Whatever happened to life I thought I had? My life is stereo, kind of cheaply made though. How bad does it show? Whatever did become of all my friends? Whatever happened to the likes of all of them?
Something that you said I related to, because you and I were doing the same thing when we were in our 20s, which is we were pitching ideas to celebrities.
Right.
And that could be a really scary thing from experience.
Yeah. And there were plenty of moments of like hilarious, hilarious, naive arrogance.
Yeah.
Of like, I got this. Like, here's what here's my idea for you. And even more so if something got picked and was being produced, saying, I feel like when you come out of the puff of smoke, go like that, like do it a little bigger, like to a comedy legend. Or like that thing of where you'd write for the host in your mind. That was the other funny thing, is like, I'd be like, no, do it like you. Like, we wrote this for you. So do what we think your signature thing is that you in your head are like, what? Like, you know, do the thing where you go like, get out of here. And they'd be like, I don't do that. And they'd be like, yeah, you do. Do it. Then would be put in my place correctly by some people gently. But like you could see in their eyes, like, do what now? And you go, right, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I will say I also learned if someone's unwilling, And you can, and I don't know, maybe you had a different experience. If they aren't doing it well a couple times in a row, they don't want to do it.
Yes.
And as much as I believe in my comedy sketch idea and demand that it be on the air, and as much as I'm exhausted and chain smoking and, you know, I have had too much coffee and I'm like, he's doing it wrong. Like, I was like, this person doesn't want to do this. And so let's, like, we wouldn't pull it, but we'd let's mentally be prepared that this will probably get cut.
Right.
And that's like a, that's collaborating, which, like, I learned, I was like, it's something about the wording or something about the way in, it's not clicking with them. They can't wrap their head around it. You don't just jam that into someone's mouth and go, say it. You know, it doesn't work that way.
Was that something where you sort of had to learn how to make peace and...
Yes, especially with monologues. People would say jokes in a way it'd be like, that was great. I'd like pause right before that part. I think I'd be good, like throwing a little pause. Great, let's do it again. You're like, I think like, but I think it's like, you know, da-da-da-da, right? You know, like, I just think that pause will help, you know, do it wrong again. You'd be like, And they'd be like, I went, and they'd be like, I don't like that joke. And you go, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
you're always like, oh, you haven't liked that joke all week. And you, oh, sorry. And like, it's your monologue, and you and I should be working together.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
You know, he played guitar, lead guitar, and steel and drums, and he was an excellent bass player, probably the best in Nashville in his day.
Oh, this used to be our favorite night spot.
He was a great singer.
And she was here. It was heaven.
Next time I'd seen him was he'd come back and he'd change his name to Donnie Young.
Donnie Young wasn't exactly burning up the charts, so he decided he would change his act.
Back in them days, there was a Johnny Dollar and
Johnny Cash and Johnny Western.
Donnie's manager, figuring he'd cash in on the Johnny trend, recalled an obscure Polish boxer, Johnny Paycheck, with a K.
from that point on, I mean, he totally believed he was Johnny Paycheck. You couldn't talk him out of saying, okay, Donnie, or every time you'd call him Donnie, he'd get mad at you. I think he had an identity crisis.
He legally changed his name to Johnny Paycheck, and his career took off. But deep down inside, he was still Hubcap Donnie.
Paycheck was playing with Patsy Cline.
Crazy.
Paycheck stole Patsy Cline's car.
I think that was down in Texas someplace. Big country music park, and he got to drinking. He found her keys, and he just went out and got in her car and took off. And when he get to the gate, they would shut the gate on him. There was only one entrance to it. They said, just let him go. He can't get out. And he went past that gate a half a dozen times, and he just drove around and around and around inside the car. But eventually, it ran out of gas.
He had a total disregard for the law when he was drinking.
Old habits die hard, but somehow he managed to pick up a new one.
There was like a couple of 24-hour pharmacists there in Nashville, you know what I mean. The drug of choice back then was them Old Yellers. We'd go to the jam sessions, and Paycheck was always up there playing bass. Well, we'd stay up for 3 or 4 days just to get in tune, and then jam for 3 or 4 more.
Between the speed binges and stints in jail, Paycheck found himself broke and homeless. Then he met a man named Swamp Dog.
excuse me. My song I wrote, Don't Take Her, She's All I Got, single-handedly put Johnny Paycheck on the map, because he wasn't nowhere near the map.
Let me tell you now, friend, don't take her, she's all.
Single did a load of sales. People were buying the hell out of it. We made a fortune with that money. But anyway, I digress.
And they hauled them off. And anyhow, went down to get them out the next morning and had to pay the fine. Paycheck didn't even have a shirt on. I had to go to court without a shirt. I mean, it's in Canada, and that little deal there where they off to get up and all hail the queen, something like that. Paycheck went like, the queen.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
Have a look in my-
You're listening to Steel City Music.
Just you and you and you and you. brother. 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 Destroy you.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
This is CIOY 101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air.